What's your stock pick at the moment?
So my stock pick is Bidcorp. It's a big food services company. It was spun out of Bidvest a few years ago. And I think that with the normalization of economic activity and a return to mobility and people going to bars and restaurants and hotels and all the rest of it, Bidcorp could be a key beneficiary there. They drive those big cold chain trucks that deliver fresh ingredients to restaurants and hotels. And I think that they are going to win when everyone starts going out again. Within that market as well, it's very fragmented. There are many small players, so there are chances of acquisitions and chances of business wins because a lot of the little guys are not going to make it.
Yeah. Graham, on your side, your stock pick this evening?
I'm going to go with that small cap HSBC with $2.7 trillion worth of assets. All jokes aside, I mean, obviously, the authorities and the BOE in England warning, or the UK warning, of negative interest rates, you'd say, well, how stupid are you running into this burning building? But the reality is the banks have been battling with very low net interest margins for some time. Our hypothesis is it's still fundamentally a good business. If you look at the third quarter results, strategically, obviously realigning themselves, less than half the capital is allocated to the Asia region, and that pretty much generates all the profit. So as they extract themselves from the US operations, from the French operations, and hopefully the UK, bring the cost to income ratio down, I don't think they're going to rally, earnings are going to rally back to where they were maybe 2 or 3 years ago. But this year the market's looking for about 45 US cents, which is about 30 pence a share, puts it on an 11 multiple. They are incredibly well positioned in the growth node. So Southeast Asia, China, Hong Kong. I think, it's probably going to be a difficult time for the next 6 months or a year for banks. But under £4, this thing's just looking really cheap. When dividends resume, the normalized will probably be around a 5% yield. So it just looks too good to me. I know European banks, UK banks are on the ropes for obvious reasons. The US banks have rallied, but it's exactly that relative underperformance from a global giant that makes this one look appealing. But you've got to be patient. Don't think you're going to buy it at 3.96 and see it at £5 anytime soon.
Graham, let's leave it there. Chantal, thanks so much. And thank you both for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Graham Kohner from Kohner Perspective, Chantal Marks from FNB Wealth and Investments as well. We didn't get through all the questions that flooded through this evening, but we'll be back next week to take more of them. Life Healthcare, Alibaba, SAS are all ones that we'll turn our focus to on Monday. For now, have a great evening. We'll be right back.